I'd like to play for you anyway. This is Violet Vector and the Lovely Lovelies EP 2 is the name of the album. The song is called What's Going On in Your World. So, I'm Jack. Same time next week. Stay tuned for Paul. And, yeah. Hope you have a great morning. / evening. WCBN.
This is Mad Professor. Whenever I'm in town, I listen to WCBN FM, Ann Arbor, W Crazy for people with more than two ears.
Have a Coke and a smile.
Oh, thanks. Maybe he'll come around if I just wait a while.
Look who's coming this way.
May I join you?
I think I'd like that.
Coca-Cola adds life.
Well,
have a Coke and a smile.
This is the weatherman once again. Let's see, is there
this
anyone
now? This disco's out of sight.
Yeah, but good looking there won't look over here.
Stop, there we go. See, Dick doesn't know how to run the board too well.
I was just playing radio station.
Yeah. I'm going to try again. Is there anyone at 14529? I have it in the radio now. You can come on and go ahead. While I'm waiting for that, some of you may have heard a lot about mucus in months past, and there's a special record that I finally got. You're finally going to know the truth about old Ben Lucas and his mucus. Do you have that all ready to go, Dick? Why don't you hit it right now, unless you want to finish with that. And here it is now. It's the original
old Ben
one.
Lucas had a lot of mucus coming right out of his nose. He picked
got it. That's old Ben Lucas had a lot of mucus, and that's the Texas Jew Boys, I believe. I finally came through from that, and I don't know what I want to do now after that.
We had a plot for this show, but anyway.
You heard the rototiller start up?
Okay, we're going to try to go to the phones and see if we can dread this. Hello?
Cut off. It's chest cut open. Yes.
Oh, come on. You're going to turn me into Sammy the Whammy again. I don't want to have to do that.
Oh, I'd like to hear it. Could you do it? Do it to me. Wham me.
You want me
do
to?
Do it. Come on. Give me the...
Okay.
I want sparks. I want to see sparks. Give it to me.
whatever that means.
Yeah. Oh, well, listen. Well, you want to do it?
You want to sing a song?
Oh, no, listen. Can I recite you my prayer? I wrote a prayer.
I don't understand here.
I wrote a prayer, and I would like to dedicate this prayer to Over the Edge.
This isn't okay, Over the Edge.
Oh, I know. I would like to dedicate this prayer to KPFA.
Well, we
okay?
Okay, I guess. So whatever you want
okay,
to do.
Can I do that?
Now.
Okay. God, grant me the Valium to accept the things I cannot change, the speed to change the things I can, and the LSD to know the difference. Hello?
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Did you feel anything?
The tubes are still lit
up. Well, if you're not stoned, you didn't do it right.
No, we're not. We're just regular.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm regular now, too.
You are?
I haven't had a drink or a drug in 14 months.
Well, maybe you better start watching the Playboy Channel.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, we're going to try one more on this, and if we don't get any cooperation, we can go on to Life's Unanswered Questions, which I'm sure will interest a lot of you. Hi, who's this? Hello, Leona. Good to hear from you again. And would you like one? Okay, and as I said, this is an unanswered question from Life magazine, ad copy. And to this day, it's remained unanswered. All right. Our gable-top milk container is plastic-coated inside and out. So we named it Plastic Carton. What else? Plastic Carton is strong and leak-proof, handsome and pure. It's good to be plastic. Plastic Carton. Can you think of a better name for a plastic carton?
I'm not sure.
Pardon me?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
Super? Super. How about plastic covered carton?
Pardon me?
Plastic covered carton.
Plastic covered
carton.
Plastic covered carton. Okay, that was your better name for a plastic carton. All right, and there's one question answered.
Two answers to this.
Okay, we'll see who can come up with the best answer to the next.
All right. Oh boy.
Life's unanswered question.
Stop laughing.
Sorry.
All right, this is a good one. So listen up.
All right.
Ask any hamburger about Philco Instant Cold. You'll learn that instant cold is the most important difference in refrigerators today. Philco Instant Cold keeps food fresh longer, chills faster. Of course, there's no defrosting ever in this new Philco, and the new power saver saves electricity the others waste. So ask any hamburger, isn't this everything you could want in a new refrigerator? Well, the question is, isn't this everything you could want in a new refrigerator?
Cool line.
The answer is yes.
Yes, okay, and we've answered that on one side. What does our other caller say?
No.
No, okay, well, is it more you could want in a new refrigerator?
What?
What more could you ask for from a new refrigerator? Did you remember the refrigerators
the
that
TV.
Had the message centers with, like, a cassette deck built into the door?
And a TV, too.
No, just the cassette deck. It wasn't really to play music. Just instead of making a shopping list, you could push a button and say, eggs.
One of those little deals when you open up the refrigerator. Says,
roast beef
boy,
or whatever
fat.
It is you eat. Right. Anyway, I guess that answers our unanswered question. So we have more callers on the line, and we're going to try yet another of Life's Unanswered Questions.
All right, stop it.
I got you taped earlier.
I'm sorry, we'll have to wait for this feedback.
Excuse me?
Are you still there, caller?
Yeah.
I think we've gone into a pit.
Stop that.
There is no other possibility.
Oh, wait a minute, Dick. Did you play that? Maybe we
there is no other possibility.
Right, I see where that's coming from now. That's not tape number.
There is
two.
No other possibility.
Yes, I know that.
The thing with me, the group is just getting a little bit too big for me, and I'm just not. I get real tired. I have my regular job with this cable TV service that I do. I work for this senior citizens place in Walnut Creek called Rossmore Leisure World. You heard of it?
Get a lot of complaints?
Oh, I get wine and cheese and tips every single day.
Yeah, I've been on a lot of shows.
All right, Richie Family, 1975.
Old man Lucas had a lot of mucus coming right out of his nose. He picked and picked till it made you sick, but that can it grow. When it's cotton picking time in Texas, Lord, it's booger picking time for Ben. Stick each finger mean and hostile, put it in each waiting nostril. Here it comes with a green one once again, all together now. Uh-oh, he can't listen to it. He's putting the headphones on.
Okay, a little entertainment courtesy of the weatherman, I guess. Would you like to comment on that?
No, I don't want to comment on it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we've killed 2.5 hours already. And we're going to turn you over to the weatherman with a special presentation right after we hear this.
All the kissing and the honey lips. You're tuned to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor, Michigan. My name is Paul Simpson. My show is called The Answer is in the Beat. I'm here every Saturday morning from 3 until 6 a.m. So, we just heard some Negative Land from the album Over the Edge, Volume 1.5, The Starting Line. We heard, if you're not familiar with Negative Land or Over the Edge, Negative Land is really, really outstanding, groundbreaking, amazing group from California. They have a radio show called Over the Edge, which I don't know if it's still on. I'm assuming it probably still is. And they've been doing it for 30 years now. And they've released a series of CDs, sort of a best of collection of their radio work. This is a volume of stuff from the early 80s. No. I think it's mid-80s. So, it's one of my personal favorites. We're listening to, in the background, a soundtrack for a movie called Stone, which I guess came out originally in 1974, is now being reissued. Really interesting stuff. Maybe talking over this for this evening's broadcast. And we'll see how it goes from here. I'm going to play some new music from Acceptor. And that's it. Stay tuned. WCBN-FM in Ann Arbor.
Thank you. Yeah.
You are tuned to WCBN-FM in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web at WCBN.org. I'm Paul Simpson, the answer is in the beat. That's the name of the show you're listening to. Just heard music from Cushy. That's C-U-U-S-H-E. Album is entitled Red Rocket Telepathy. And we heard Summer Night Sketch. Before that, City Center from their new one-sided 12-inch called Spring Street. And we heard the title track. Before that, Le Mal d'Archive with La Chanson de Mai 94 from La Chanson de Mai. Before that, Acceptor with Teleportation 2, Cal from Presidents. And that's what we heard. So I'm going to play something right now. I just got Earache reissued, two Scorn albums, Ellipsis and Evanescence. Been out of print for a while. They were just re-released them as a 2-CD set. And hoping they release some more old Scorn stuff, because it's not that it's that hard to find. And usually if you do find it, like, Scorn stuff is actually not that hard to find in, like, the dollar bin or the discount bin or whatever. If you frequent used CD stores recently. But it's nice to have it, you know, out there in circulation. So anyway, we're going to hear from Ellipsis, which is the remix album that came out, I guess, 96 or so, sometime in the mid-90s. Doesn't really say on here. But that's remixes by Meat Beat Manifesto, Coil, Bill Laswell, Scanner, Autechre, PCM, and Scorn. And I'm going to play... I'm going to play Automata, Germ remix. I don't really know who Germ is, but this is a good mix. So, yeah, so stay tuned to WCBN. And here is Scorn here on WCBN. The answer in the beat. Stay tuned. Thank you.
gave me death. We'll be right back. Thank you. If he had faith in the great one, the knife would not cut him. If he had courage, true courage, the rock would not break him. Become a warrior.
Yo,
shut the fuck up.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
CBN and the Ann Arbor Film Festival present a pre-fundraiser event of epic proportions, the Beatles and Magical Mystery Tour. Join us at Arbor Brewing Company on Wednesday, March 10th, as we bring you a sneak preview to the Ann Arbor Film Festival, followed by the Beatles' least critically acclaimed film project. Our annual fundraiser kicks off Friday, March 12th, so mark your calendar for these momentous events. Magical Mystery Tour, brought to you by the Ann Arbor Film Festival and your friends, WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. Admission is always free, and the show starts at 9 p.m.
Shut up already!
I buried Paul.
You're tuned to WCBN-FM in Ann Arbor. The answer is in the beat. That's the show. I'm Paul. I'm here till 6 a.m. We just heard Rockhausen with a track called Yo, which is not released, but might possibly come out on vinyl soon. Maybe. Before that, Code 9 with Nine Samurai from the 5 years of Hyperdub compilation. King Cannibal with The Untitled from the album Let the Night Roar. Before that, Scorn with Automata Germ Mix from the Ellipsis album of remixes that was just reissued as part of a double CD set with the album Evanescence, which also came out sometime via the 90s. So, I got 2 hours left. Playing something that played by accident, so I'm gonna have to cue it up again. So, anyway, stay tuned to WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
Yeah.